Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there today? It's a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it because He has made us glad. Thank you for tuning in. I pray it's not your last. I pray if it's your first time, it will not be your last time. And if you are a faithful listener and supporter of A Voice of a People, how are you doing today? God bless you. And so glad that you are joining me today. Okay, let us move right along. I'm live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. And I'm live right now on that TuneIn app. And all you have to do is download that TuneIn app and search WWGH. Okay, and I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would just like to be a part of the show. Now, I'm going to give you the address on the web once again, www.wwgh1071.com. Live right now, you can hear. Okay, and be a part of our show. Okay. In a long time, right? Oh my, I'm losing my headphones. I'm sorry, forgive me. My guest just rolled in, riding a bike. He hadn't rode in, what, a couple of months? Willie and three. 72 years old. Oh, you got me cracking up. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to get in shape. I'm supposed to ride the whole month. Get in shape. For that woman of mine, so when we go on a cruise, I can keep up with her.
Right.
You know, trying to kill a brother. But anyway, go ahead with you now.
All right.
I'm sorry.
While you're trying to catch your breath, right? Jeez. Okay, I lost my headphones. Back on. Oh, boy. You never know how life is going to go from one moment to the next, right?
It's
absolutely.
Always
that's why we should not be pinpointed on how a thing should go. But sometimes, you know, we have interference. But anyway, welcome to the show. Along with you all who are listening right now, we have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Along with him, we have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. The number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place August the 15th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Please take advantage of this free produce at Logos Christian Ministries. If not, you may know of someone else who needs free produce. And you can share this information with them. Okay? So, thank you so very much for that.
I couldn't answer you because I was
I see. That's all right. I just wonder if you was coming.
Oh, yeah, baby. Wouldn't miss it for the world. Unless the Lord say so.
Okay. Also, Logos Christian Ministries is having a back-to-school extravaganza. They had this event called Stuff the Bus. And those of you who were able to participate in that and, you know, with your donations, the bus is no longer there on their property, but you can still get a hold of Logos Christian Ministries if you do have an addition to put for the children to go back to school supplies. Please take advantage of that. Once again, their number is 740-223-1515. Now, the giveaway is August the 8th. Is that this Saturday?
That probably is, because today is, what, the 5th?
Okay, August the 8th,
yeah.
This Saturday. You still have, like, today and tomorrow, and possibly you can take...
No, today is 6th.
The 6th? Okay,
yeah.
So it is Saturday.
It is Saturday.
You have time to contact them and give your donations. I just dropped mine off this morning, so you're not too late.
Well, they can bring it to the station. And give
right.
It back.
to you, right?
But no, they could. I mean, if they just want you, pretty fair. You give it.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
If they wanted to drop it off here, I would definitely do that because I have no room for it at home or my car.
Oh, I thought you were talking about money.
Oh, that's different.
What are they talking about dropping off? Wait a minute, we better get that
shit. Donations.
Oh, I was talking about money.
Which could be money.
No, that's all I want.
Which that kind could
of
be that
I don't
too.
Want that clean type. Yeah, I want
right.
that kind of folded
that
money.
Chain, right.
No, folded money.
Okay, folded money.
Mm-hmm.
Which always works, right? Money is money. It should be.
No.
Even though they got rid of the penny.
There's some money. A dude showed me about 4 months ago, he had about $400 worth of 20s and 100s, and every bit of it was fake. And he said,
what?
Every bit of it. And he said, man, he said, I found this. Somewhere he said he picked it up and he thought he had found some money and then come to find out it was fake. Now, how he found out it was fake, he had to look on the serial numbers and look at them and he was able to detect it from there, I guess. But
really?
Looking at it, you
couldn't tell.
Man, he could have circulated that stuff easily. But then, you know, they would have said he did it. So,
of course. And they mark it.
That's true, too. And when they do that, it don't show that mark.
Right.
So.
Wow. All right, then. That giveaway will be August the 8th, this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you know of students that need back-to-school gear, please lead them that way.
Mm-hmm.
They will have food there. They will be giving away school supplies, free haircuts, fun and games, bouncing houses, and a community health fair will be at Logos Christian Ministries this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Okay. Now, you know we started the prayer chain.
Uh-oh.
And we started with Cheryl Lee.
Mm-hmm.
She was the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is in all of our Marion City, I think, and county elementary schools. Now, Cheryl Lee still needs your prayers, so let's continue to keep her up in prayer. Anyone else you know need prayer, please lift them up. Yes, absolutely. They may be going through sickness. They may be going through a loss of family members. They may be going through losing a home,
mm-hmm.
losing a job, broken relationships. Let's lift them up. And maybe someone just needs the Lord, which we all need the Lord. But let's pray for them as well.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
Shout out to to the people that's listening. I told my lady to call to listen. She needs prayer.
Well, we're going to pray for everybody, including
for everybody.
Me,
no,
right?
Serious. Yeah,
I'm serious.
Know, she needs prayer. Everybody does, like you said.
Yes, we all need the Lord.
We all go through a couple of things every now and then, and, you know.
Oh, of course.
Like you said, loss of people. She just lost her sister.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Our condolences to her.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
Yes, it is.
It's rough on all us, really, but it's rough. But anyway,
Absolutely.
What is all this stuff you got going on right here?
Well, this is my announcements. I done lost my way now, so.
You lost your way?
Where was I at?
With Jesus.
I think this
last
is all
time
of
you
my
talking.
Announcements. Yeah, we was with the Lord. Okay,
yeah.
And don't forget the homeless shelter. I have to continue to give them a shout out.
Mm-hmm.
They take in families as well as individuals. Their telephone number is 740-387-4550. They need volunteers and donations. That number again is 740-387-4550.
Have you ever volunteered there?
No, sir.
You haven't?
Uh-uh.
Where
no.
is that? Where is that? You just
on
said
Fairground Street.
Fairground.
Across from Department of Human Services.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, it's over there.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the street. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do need help. And don't forget, there is a new Bible study coming to the schools. Now they're in the county. LifeWise, River Valley, P.O. Box 411, Caledonia, Ohio. If you have any donations or your student may be interested in going, and maybe you want your student to be a part of that. Also, Pleasant, P.O. Box 94, Marion, Ohio, 43301. The person to contact is Amber Furstenberger. She is a program director, River Valley. Her phone number is 7403-618-355. And you know, this program, they take the children from school hours, when they're in school hours, to a church and teach them the Bible and then take them back.
To the school.
To the school. Now, Good News Club was a total after-school program, period.
Okay.
You can't do it during school hours.
Well, because the kids in school.
Well, it should be an elective.
And teach why it's in school.
Yeah. Then you're not doing all this back and forth. Yeah, Bible study. You know,
what Bible are you going to use, though? Let's start. That's good.
Maybe that's the problem,
right? Everybody don't want their kids to talk the same thing, you know.
Maybe that's the problem, Willie.
It could be.
Yeah.
You know.
But my guest today is Willie Harris, Tap One. How you doing, Willie?
Everything is everything and ain't nothing nothing. Y'all know how it go. You know.
So how you been since I saw you last?
Wonderful. Blessed.
Praise God.
I mean, God is, yeah, I got my eye operated on.
Did you?
I'll get my other one operated on. So I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
So would you have cataracts?
I guess I did.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I ain't been able to see since.
Really?
I'm just kidding.
I was just talking to somebody who said
that. I got to do the left one in a week or two from now. They're going to do that one.
Wow, she's blind in one eye. They really messed her up and her cataracts. I'm not trying to scare you, but.
No, I got, first of all, where did she go? Because I go to Wainwright.
Oh, she live in Columbus. Oh, well, Pickerington.
You go, you know. Wainwright, I think, I'm serious, man. A lot of people have gone to Wainwright here, and that's the guy that I went to. And they really good at what they do. I mean, the way they handle you, from the time you go in to the facility.
Right.
To the time you leave, they treat you really well.
Well, good.
They do.
Good.
And you don't really know, you don't really know what's going on, really.
And your eyes are wide open, right?
Yeah, but man, by the time you get to the part where they operate on your eyes, they done put about 7, 8, maybe 9 drops in your eyes.
Oh my!
And they keep rinse. They do all kinds of stuff to your eye before they get it to dilate, right?
Right.
And then they numb it, and they do all that, and then they take you back, and they give you a little. A cocktail, you know, kind of give you a little woozy, you know. And I just brought my own weed. Y'all hold on for a second. I'll be done. I don't remember any of it.
Really?
Man, I don't remember none of that. All I remember, I remember them saying some stuff to me and talking to me.
Hold on. Somebody's calling.
You smoke a little weed.
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
I don't remember any of them.
Really?
Man, I don't remember none.
You got to repeat.
Hello?
I remember them saying some stuff to me.
That's you, man.
Oh, but somebody was calling, too. All right. I don't know why I was repeating, but maybe that's why you were calling me. I don't know what else to do, but what I've already done is move these buttons up and down. You can call back though if you need me. But even when I answered it, it was a reverb of what you were saying. So I don't know. Calling again.
Call back though if you need me.
Hello.
Even when I answered it.
Hello.
Yes.
Is this you, Linda?
Yes, it is. It's Linda.
Yeah. This is Ted. I just wondered, I heard Willie talking, and can Willie hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sure glad you talked about the cataract thing. I've been putting that off for several years, but, Willie, how well could you see before, and I'll talk before you answer that. My eyes are really, really good.
Okay.
Except when the sun, and then I come out of the sun into the house, it looks like it's dark. And then at night, I do not drive at night because the car lights bother me. But, Willie, you know what? I can look about I know you're well enough informed about the length of a football field.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably see, if I was standing up there and everything all right, I could see a football from one end of the goalpost to the other on the ground, you know. So I said to myself, self, why should I get my eyes bothered? I just will stay home at night, and then I'll just, when I go out and come in the house and it's dark, I'll just wait a few minutes till my eyes dilate, till I get comfortable. And did they say any restriction to you about picking up something no heavier than a gallon of milk, Willie?
When I first got the operation, he said that to me. And then, like, after
what was the what was the restrictions and how long?
It was 20 pounds for the first week.
20 pounds and what, Willie? You're coming in. That's what I was going to call anyhow. A little faint, but I get to be 85.
Yeah, for the first week, he told me not to bend over, and like, you're going to pick something up, like tying your shoe, that sort of thing. And he told me not to pick up anything 20 pounds or more.
20 pounds for how long? Just for a week?
For a week, yeah.
Well, see, I take care of my wife, and I've been doing it for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I take her to the toilet and everything. I got to lift her, but I do that well. So there I am. I heard it was like for a lot longer than that. But,
well, you know, different people actually have to go through different parts of this. But in my particular case, like you were saying, now my eyes are a little more sensitive to sun. I never had the sunlight stuff, but now this is my second week.
Okay, your symptoms wasn't like mine, bad as mine, maybe.
No, well, they may not have been. I didn't know that I had cataracts because I thought I could see fine. Because I can see.
Yeah, that's the way with me, Willie.
Yeah,
except
I can see.
Except for the eye doctor.
Yeah.
And she told me that I ought to get them taken care
and
of.
That's what happened with me.
See, when somebody tells you something,
mm-hmm.
that's different than what you know about yourself.
True.
See?
True.
And that's the thing we're getting in trouble with this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you're told something, but then you find out that ain't the way it really is. But they like to get, yeah. Like I heard you say, Willie, I had to laugh. They like that folding money.
Yeah.
That change don't go very far anymore.
No, it
doesn't,
don't. It really don't.
Yeah. Well, nice talk to you, Linda. You're
yes.
doing a good job, kid. And, Willie, you take care. And when you make Linda Sims laugh, she's got a wonderful, pretty laugh, hasn't she?
Yes, she do. And you know something? I really enjoy that. That's one of the reasons I like doing this with her, because she laughs real easily, and I just like to make people laugh as much as I can.
It makes things more really fun being around and doing your job, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Already. Now, right?
Well, I mean, you know, like they always say about radio, you never know who's listening.
No, you don't.
You really don't.
No.
And a lot of people, they'll listen and don't tell you.
True.
I like that too. But for the most part, we good.
Right. We're good.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you was explaining some of that too.
That's one of these. Even you got the headphones turned up.
I think I had the phone still up. I pulled it down.
The headphones?
Yeah. No, the phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd do it.
Okay.
With what the gentleman was just saying, I didn't even know I had cataracts. I went to the doctor to get just regular glasses.
Right, right.
And you know, and they do all that stuff where they take your they dilate your eyes and all that stuff.
Right, right.
And they did that a couple of times. And then they was like, man, you got cataracts. Now, a couple of years before when I had the same thing when I got my glasses and they did the same thing, they told me that I was developing them.
Oh, okay.
You know, so that's why when they told me she's like, well, you probably should get them taken care of. But now, what I did notice as soon as I had it done is the eye that I had the operation in, when I look at colors and things, they're brighter.
Really?
The other eye is dull.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So, just like the gentleman just called in, that was one of the reasons I didn't want to drive at night, because when I kept feeling like it was foggy, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I didn't trust, you know, seeing distances. Like he's saying, he can see a football close to 100 yards. That's pretty good.
It is.
Know, I would leave it alone.
Right.
If you can see that well.
Right, right. And he has a bigger obligation too.
Yeah, but yeah.
Lifting and carrying his wife around.
But
that's
different. I'm just saying, if you're already in that kind of a good shape and you can see that well, I mean, mine was starting to be a problem. It was starting to make my eye foggy. So
right, right.
If you're not having that problem, you know, I would consider it, like you're saying. That's why he hadn't jumped into it, which is a good idea.
I found out last year I had them too. I haven't jumped in it either.
Well, like I said, if it's not really bothering you.
Not that I know of.
Well, you know, why fix something that's not broke?
Yeah.
You know, it may be there.
Yeah.
And you know, all these years I thought, and I knew this don't got nothing to do. All these years I thought my appendix was on my left side.
It's on your right?
That's what I was told by the doctor.
Okay. He should know, right?
You would think.
Right, right.
And I'm like, you sure, doc? Because they've been telling, didn't you hear that? Or that was just me. People were talking about people's appendix rupture, that they would always have a pain in the left side.
Right, right.
At least that's what I thought they were saying. Ain't no telling, man. Maybe I got it mixed up. I doubt it, but.
Well, I guess he.
So I'm telling the doctor about, I was giving him an example. I said, you know, like when your appendix ruptures, I said, for the most part, you don't need your appendix. I said, so. On the left side, when they do it, he said, well, wait a minute. He said, the appendix ain't on the left. I'm like, what you mean? He said, man, they on the right. I said, well, I done took out the wrong thing then. You know, you can go on and watch YouTube and do right. anything you want. You can operate on yourself if you're good.
Oh, my gosh. It's a little. That'd be terrible.
Some people, I've known one guy that was in, it's just been years and years, man. This guy operated on himself, and I think he removed his appendix or something to that
effect. What?
Yeah, but this guy had a lot of medical knowledge to begin with. And his biggest concern was to give himself enough anesthesia so that he could still do the function. But I'm going to tell you again, when they released me, all I remember is when I woke up, I was in my bed. I don't know how I got upstairs. I don't know how I got to my house. I don't know, you know. And I was driving. It's like, my son was driving, right? And I don't remember. All I remember him saying, hey, Pop, you want me to help you with that? And put my pants on. That was it. Because, you know, they put you in the gown and everything.
Right, right.
And so, you know, which was cool. Because you not run through the hallway and take the gown off. I might as well share the love with everybody. Y'all see what the Lord made? Look at it. You know, and they agreed. But yeah, man, they, I don't remember taking off the gown. I don't remember none of that. And so a cousin of mine, he's getting ready to go through it. And I said, man, he said, well, man, you know, I didn't know you couldn't drive. I said, man, you ain't going to be in at the drive. You done ran over and killed somebody.
Right.
I said, I'll take you. So, you know, we kind of going to hook each other up. But yeah, man, it's a different, man, because just like now, like I said, it's only been a week for me.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister said it took her a couple of months before she really got adjusted to what to her eye.
Right, right.
And she didn't get her second one done yet either.
So, wow.
I don't know if she, excuse me, I don't know if she's going to or not.
Well, you know, the older we get, these problems do occur.
I ain't going for that.
But I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
You said we don't need.
I can't answer that.
Maybe okay. You can. You said we don't need our appendix. Why did God give us organs that we don't need?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he just, now, at one time, I heard that we needed the appendix because it helps ward off poisons or something in the body. But as long as it's working, it does a job. But
right,
if it
right.
ruptures and you remove it, the body can compensate for it. So it ain't like you don't need it. It's like if it's not in there, the body can compensate for it some kind of way and still do what it needs to do.
Right, right. Okay.
But, you know, you can't go removing, like, kidneys and livers.
Oh, of course not. You know, or your heart or your lungs. Both lungs.
Can't remove all that, you know. And I thought about this the other night. Why did God make it to where we had to breathe and eat? That could have settled a whole lot of stuff.
What, like?
You just don't need, if you don't need to breathe, you can't cut your air off. So you don't have to worry about pollution. You know what I mean? Well, except for with your eyes, I guess. I don't know, man. I was just wondering. God could have did a lot of stuff with us if he wanted it to. He could make us see like an eagle. You know, he can make our skin tougher. So we have like.
Well, we need tough skin.
So you can run up against stuff. So you don't have to worry about scratching your body up when you're walking and stuff, man. I mean, if you fall off your bike, you know, you just don't even worry about it. You tough as a...
They're knit back together,
well,
right?
Well, you like, if you tough as an elephant or you got the same skin as a rhino,
right?
You know, they
right.
don't know. They don't know. And then, plus, those things don't have the same pain threshold we do. You know that?
I guess not.
No, they
not.
Don't, man.
I guess they do
they
not.
They don't, because anytime you could be running and somebody eating the back end of you all...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you, boy. That's some rough stuff.
Wow.
And I seen one where the bird was sitting on top of the guy, sitting on top of the animal, and was eating it, and it was just still walking with the bird on it. And the bird had done started, it was like a vulture, had already started eating it.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was still, that animal just still was walking.
So why would, because they eat dead things, so did they have a sense that it was
well,
dying?
Well, this particular animal was a predator. It was like some, you know, one of those eagles or hawks or something like that.
Right, right.
And it had attacked like some kind of canine. It could have been a wolverine, not wolverine, but a
hyena or something.
Something like a hyena.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was sitting on its back, and it injured it, and it was eating it from the back out.
Wow.
You know, so.
I used to watch some of those jungle stuff.
I don't
stuff.
Watch that crap no more, man. You come out better. Just, man, that's just as bad as all them car accident movies. You know,
yeah.
I don't watch that.
Or nonsense. The police.
I
like
I
the
definitely
police.
Don't watch that. But I'm going to tell you something, man. There's some wicked stuff going on in this world.
Of course.
Some wicked, wicked, wicked stuff going on. I mean, you got people slaughtering people like crazy. Man, it's unbelievable.
Right, right.
How many people is slaughtered by just maniacs and psychotics that's out here? I mean, they're abducting and killing people all the time.
Yes, yes. It's getting worse.
And I messed around the other night and stumbled across...
What?
I stumbled across these websites, and that's all they were about. Different groups of people killing and torturing each other and killing each other and cutting off each other's heads and hands. And I'm like, burning people alive and all. I mean, what the hell are you trying? I mean, you're trying. It's the devil, man. It's just Satan. That's all it is.
Yeah, it is.
That's
evil.
All it can be.
Yes.
Because why? How can you hate something and somebody that much?
Right.
Even if they've done something to you, God will tell you to forgive and let it go.
Really. That's true. That's so true.
But people don't.
And it is evil. You're absolutely
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, because
yes.
they think it's a game.
And it's
but
not.
But you know the stupid thing is, they're going to get pulled up on the carpet eventually.
True. If not in this life, the life that's supposed to come.
Well, yeah, yeah.
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 You're going to pay for your deeds.
You're going to, that's what the
before
scripture
says.
Before
you leave this earth, that's for sure. Wow.
See, we don't. That might be why we don't know as much as we could know about death, because a lot of people might still be hanging around being tortured for stuff. You don't know because of stuff they did, heinous crimes they did. Maybe God still got them in another level or perspective as far as spirituality that they're suffering.
Right.
You know,
right.
And they can see what they've done on the earth, and they're reminded of that constantly.
Right, right.
So they don't have any kind. Remember when the guy told Lazarus that he said, "Man, I'm down here, and I ain't getting no rest down here at all."
You told Abraham, yeah.
It's so hot down here,
right?
You know, so something is happening.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that's what we have, because all this evil stuff, man. You just don't blow people up and create these wars and hatred, and I mean, this country could be one of the greatest countries in the world. It really can't. It has the blueprint to do that.
Right, right.
But you just got too much evilness in this country. Too many people have hatred and disinformation and misinformation for the most part. And what they do is they go through life hurting other people because they're hurt. Because they can't figure it out, you know?
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Yeah, this is Ted again, Linda and Willie. Give me your thought. All of us growing up, I mean all of us, that's everybody when they was born, come out of their mother's womb, and all of us was taught, you better behave or you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we think hell was? Mm-hmm. That was just a flaming place. That's what, you know, you believed that.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, didn't take long. You know, you heard that word, and that was just a bad word now. But the point I want to get at, and then I'll let you guys talk. It's interesting hearing you talk. Do a good job. That what do you think this day and age more people are getting cremated instead of buried? Mm. Now, I know some people I've heard that they was going to get buried, but after they died, the family members or the spouse or something said, heck, I can't afford for the burial. It's a lot cheaper to get cremated. And maybe the person that died didn't want it that way. Isn't that a shame? Or do you think it's a shame? Or what's your take on it?
Well, I think if people...
I'll catch up with you later. Okay, he's bye.
He's gone. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If people... If that's their wishes, I understand that, you know. Because I followed people's wishes that wanted to be cremated. And I myself, it's simpler to be cremated. Now, one thing you do understand is that God said that we came from the dirt. And you know, when they always go and do a eulogy, they always say ashes to ashes and dust to dust. But they don't say what kind of ashes they have to be. So if you burnt up, you're still in ash form. Now, I'm just saying. So I don't know how people feel about that. Me personally, I think once you die, whatever you've done on earth, that is good. God's going to reward you for that. And whatever you did that was bad, he's going to reward you for that as well. So you're not going to get away from the fact whether you burnt or whether you buried in a casket. Because figure, if you just buried in a casket, what good is that body? Because he's not going to come back and raise that body up. He said he's going to give you a new body. So why are you worrying about that old one?
Yeah, that's true, too. Because when he calls your name, you're going to get up.
But
your body, yeah. Change
like,
in a moment.
Jesus, he talk loud, too. He be waking you up. It's a good thing, too, because if he didn't call you in the morning, you sure wouldn't get up.
No, you sure would not.
So
absolutely.
I understand how that, how you, and people have all kinds of feelings about death, man, and death is weird. For the fact that everybody got to do it, it sure do, it's a lot of controversies around everything that have to do with death. We all got to die.
One day.
Not necessarily one day, just... We die all the time because every day you die.
Yeah, you're headed that way, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, so.
We deteriorate, our bodies deteriorate,
day,
our mind
every
deteriorates.
Every second
you know?
That goes on, you get closer
yes,
to death.
Closer to death.
And we, you know, well, people like yourself have been living a long, a whole bunch of seconds. Now, I only got about 60 seconds in mind, but you've been around. How was Jesus?
How old was he?
No, how was he when you guys was hanging out is what I'm asking.
We still hanging out,
yeah,
okay?
Hey, you know what? That's a good thing.
Yeah,
you know,
we still hanging out, that's for sure.
I can dig that. But I mean when you was actually walking with the Lord.
Okay.
You know, in on the streets. But yeah, man, death is an interesting thing. And it's a mystery to us because nobody has ever came back and told us too much about it that I know of.
No, only, well... There are some examples, like you gave one about Lazarus and the rich man, mm-hmm. you know, and also in Proverbs, King Solomon gave us some examples as well. It's just different, you know, little passages in the Bible that
and you know,
reverts back to death.
That's
you know?
The reason, that's what I like about reading certain things in the scripture. God done told you everything you
just
need
about.
To know. He done told you somewhere mm-hmm. in them scriptures, he done said it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we as human beings just don't get a lot of stuff or just ignore it or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But he tells you stuff.
Yes, he does.
And so when you run into something, you can't say, Lord, you didn't let me know. Yeah, I did. Too.
Yes.
I told you back in such and such, you know. And that's why he said, study to show thyself approved. You should always be studying who God is, where God is in your life, and what he means to you, and strengthening that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And not only that, correcting yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because the scripture is for correction as well,
mm-hmm.
and help other people finding Christ. But I like to look at myself in the mirror, and This started when Michael Jackson came out with that song, The Man in the Mirror.
I thought you were just getting in
way
front of
back there.
I thought you were just getting in front of the mirror. No.
But actually looking at myself, mm-hmm. hearing myself when I speak, you know, how I carry myself, how other people might see me.
Now, you know, one of the things is you learn that from being on the radio. Because when you talk a lot, you learn to listen to yourself.
Right.
You know, if you remember when people first record their voice, they always think they sound crazy because they really don't know how they sound.
No, you don't.
Because you're listening to yourself from inside, not outside. But, yeah, it is. You should talk to yourself. You should listen to yourself. And study yourself. You really should.
Yes, absolutely. You know. And correct yourself.
I can tell you right now, there's a lot of stuff I just don't want to look at.
But you know what?
I'd rather point my finger than blame somebody right. else. Act like it's their fault because, right. man, some of that stuff, you know, you'd be like, man, where were your head? And thank God that he had the grace to keep
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Because, Jesus.
Yeah.
We don't want to go through that time. There's been some time.
Oh, yeah. But he'll bring that stuff back up to your memory.
He'd love to do that. Yeah. And him and the Holy Spirit, they talk, they'll tell on you.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, he always snitching.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Spirit snitching.
But the good thing about it, they're snitching to you. They're letting you know where you are and where you need to be. That's a good thing about it.
If you can listen, because a lot of times we don't know what we're listening to because we listen to so much noise. You understand? A lot of times people say, hey, man, why you listen to that stuff to put that in your spirit? It depends on how strong you are in your spirit, because if you're the type of individual that really know who you are, mm-hmm. and that other stuff, you know, it's just junk.
I don't spend time on it.
I do, because I find in everything that I watch that's crazy, just like I was telling you about the website I stick to.
Right, right.
That actually taught me another form of humility as far as having a certain love for man,
right.
mankind, and so, you know, it bothered me when I first saw it,
right,
and was looking at it, but then I realized these people are seriously lost. Now my thing is, how did you get lost that much? And it's through processing, you know, over the years, hearing certain things and believing certain things, and just evil with
right,
it too,
right.
See? And that's how the enemy does. The Satan, when we say the enemy, we're talking about Satan. He listens to what we say and do, and then he gets in the mix of it and do his little thing, you understand? And then that causes us to get off course a lot of times.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, man, this whole thing with revenge, that's why God said vengeance is mine. You're not supposed to be out here abducting people and torturing them, getting back revenge, cutting off their feet and their hand. I seen them cutting a dude's leg off with buzzsaw.
Oh, my, that sounds so hideous.
While he was still living.
It just does. It sounds hideous.
It was strictly just to be nasty. Now, mind you, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, because some people didn't wrong you in such a way, you know, just like people that go out and kill other people's kids and stuff. Oh, I could imagine, man, you get hold to them people, you're going to feel like dismembering them.
Yeah.
And I can understand you feel that way, but... got to be careful with that.
Yes, you should be careful with that.
Mm-hmm. So did you get a chance to go to the basketball game? Oh, you didn't
that
go.
That Sunday.
She didn't go.
That Sunday I went.
Oh, you
and
didn't?
He's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next
now, who
hour.
Is who is this guy?
Remember Ricky Jones
is
and Scoot.
Is Scoot's brother's
sons.
Son? Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh,
well,
son.
I don't know if I know them, but I know Scoot.
Right, right.
If that, you know, Lucius.
Yeah, and he's Lucius.
And that really is what he is.
Yeah.
He is. He's really a Lucius, because when you see him, especially back when they was young, him and Ricky both.
Oh, yeah.
They were some beautiful brothers, boy.
Yeah. They was.
Oh,
they,
yeah, man.
For sure.
Man, please.
For sure.
Beautiful cats, man.
But, you know, my dad had it's a family thing, but anyway, my dad had a brother, half-brother named Lucius, and they're named after him.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting name. We didn't know that guy's name for years. I mean, we went to school.
With Scoot?
I didn't know Scoot's name until I got to be, till, man, 30, 40 years after I left here.
Yeah, Lucius. Yeah.
I tell you, when I really started figuring out who his name is, when we was trying to decide how the properties and stuff all booted together, because his property's up against ours, right? And we had to find out who owned the property. And when I was looking up these properties and they were giving these people's real name, and his name was up there, and I'm like, who is that? But I knew Jones.
Right, right.
I'm like, wait a minute, it got to be one of them. Who is the Jones? And then that's when my brother was talking about, man, you know who that is. That yellow man. Lucius, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool. We still don't have that place built, man, as far as the Dollar General. You know,
I know.
I'm going to tell you something.
Waiting on it. I'm like, when y'all going to start?
That park thing is good. Man, they ain't going to do it. I don't think so.
Yes, they are.
Well, you think so?
Yeah. We've been fighting for that.
Where you fighting? Where they going to put it, Lynn?
City Hall. Right down on the corner of...
We don't want it down there, though.
At the... Yeah, we do. That's what the fight has been about.
We don't want it down there.
Right across from the tire place, Logan Tire, right across the street. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes. They were offered other properties. Because you know it started down there where Scoop got his property.
Yeah, they talked to us, but they wasn't talking.
And then
right.
Harriet.
Yeah, they talked to all us, and they wasn't. Yeah. They wanted to just give us peanuts. And we looked at it like this. We saying, look, we ain't trying to be greedy, but we understand that this happens all the time. And that is when certain groups of people have property, they come through and put a small value on it and steal it and then make millions and millions of dollars off of it. And if you're going to put up something like a Dollar General or whatever the store is, you're going to make money off of that.
Of course.
So I'm like, break me off some of it up front then if you want my property. But they didn't want to do that. You know, they wanted to swindle people. So let them go on down. And see, and even down there, we still ain't sure if they got that place cleaned up yet.
All the tires are gone.
Yeah, but they had stuff underneath the ground. They had stuff that was supposedly that had seeped into the actual dirt, to the earth there, I thought.
I know that was some all sort that's of been out there, and that's why people don't want this there. But you know what? There was a bunch of tires out here on West Center Street. Across the tracks over there where the city garage is. You know where that is, like going toward Whirlpool. Mm-hmm. They had tires all over there, too, but they're using that land.
Yeah, but it depends on what was underneath it, because from what I understand, it used to be like a gas station or something down in that area, and they had fuel of some sort. I don't know.
I don't know either, and I don't care right now. I need a store. I need to be able to get me a gallon of milk. I need to be able to buy me some Band-Aids. I need to be able to get me some water to drink. I need to be able to get... Say if I wanted some lunch meat or I needed...
Yeah, but that stuff going to be $18, $19 a pack.
It ain't now.
Because they the only one that's in that area.
No, no. Now, there's a store 5 miles out, like you're going to Canton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
It's that they're like that, but not Dollar General. They won't be like that.
I think we ought to bring Joe Manasi back.
We need a store. I don't care who come back.
No, they had that. They was a little small store. Mom and pop store. They supported.
It was a garage. I mean, a grocery store.
They supported the. I think about that sometimes, man. They supported that whole neighborhood.
Yes, they did. Then you had Tony.
And then you had Tony, yeah.
And then Nick had that little part there.
And then Frida.
Frida. That's where she was at, in that little corner of that house. But see, all the businesses left
the
West End. And y'all want to leave us with nothing? Because all the money left the West End.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know something? Every time something like that happens, it's a form of regentrification. And they do that, take the money out.
Yeah.
And it kills the beast, because that's the way. That's the same thing that they're doing to all like the civil rights and all this. They'll just stop funding stuff. And then once you stop putting money into it, it deteriorates and fall apart.
Yes, it does.
You know, and it's the same thing with neighborhoods. I heard some people talking about redlining. And have you been listening to this dude they call Officer Tatum?
No, but we're out of time.
Oh, then maybe we won't talk about him till the next time.
I'm sorry. We are out of time. Thank you for listening to A Voice of the People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. And my guest today, Willie Harris, Tap One. He will also be with us next hour. And we will have Lucius Jones. He is the new, I guess, owner of the Classic Basketball Hoop tournaments. So he will be here also. So we will be talking with him. So if you can't come back... Have a blessed and safe and happy weekend. And if you can, come back. We'll see you then. Thank you and God bless.
You're listening to The Place for the